Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now for this segment, I have Elyn Gyi. He is the CEO of Globex Data Limited, a company that specializes in cloud-based digital security, and we're going to be talking about cybersecurity. So thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners today.
Now, first of all, tell us about some of your qualifications as a cybersecurity expert.
Well, I have been in technology for the past 20 years. I have founded three security and cybersecurity companies in Switzerland, U.S., and Canada, and we do have international clientele. You know, you never say that you're an expert yourself, but definitely after 20 years, we have seen quite a lot. And I may not be the sharpest expert, but we do have a big team in our company, and of course, you learn every day in cybersecurity. No one's a real expert.
Yeah, I imagine it's an ever-changing world. The good guys are always trying to stay ahead of the bad guys, and the bad guys are always coming up with something new and new ways to exploit your data.
Yes, and the hard part is to not even to stay ahead of the bad guys, but I would say to preempt their moves or to minimize the risk that you will expose yourself when they decided to do damage.
Okay, now, is it a bad idea to make financial transactions on your phone, including any banking or shopping? Is it bad to do that on your phone?
Well, it definitely is not the safest way to do it, especially if most people, I understand, use free Wi-Fis to surf the net even on their phone. So if you do that, it is definitely a terrible idea because free Wi-Fis are completely insecure. And if you do anything with your phone already, it's bad. Now you can use a free Wi-Fi connection to connect to the internet. So no, that's not a good idea. Additionally, a lot of applications store data on the app itself. We call that metadata and other forms of data. And this is an insecure environment. It is a very practical thing to do. But in terms of security, it's a bad idea.
Is it just the free Wi-Fi, like at a coffee shop or something, where you have free Wi-Fi that's available? Is that the risk, or is it? What if you're using a secure Wi-Fi, like your home Wi-Fi?
Well, your home Wi-Fi, it all depends. If you're an expert, at the end of the day, you don't have much of a choice. If you do have your home Wi-Fi and you connect it you secure it with a password, I would recommend that you use a highly encrypted and very long password. Encrypted meaning what I meant is a very complex password. And for that, you would need a password manager. A lot of time, actually, the cable operator will give you a router with a password in it, but they have a backdoor sometime, and these passwords are not the most secure. So I would encourage you to reset and put your very own highly complex passwords in the router to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Okay, now say you're using your phone just out in the public and you're using a cell signal to place an order at Amazon or something. Is that safe?
I would say the cell signal is as safe as you're going to be. Definitely better than a Wi-Fi, free or otherwise, because when you do coffee shop Wi-Fis or hotel Wi-Fis, the passwords are ridiculously easy to hack and to get, and the signals are very weak. The encryption is very weak because you have to understand encryption takes processing power and therefore slows down your connection. So nobody wants to have a slow connection, so they have a very low encryption, if at all. So yes, the 4G or 3G or LTE connection that you have on your mobile device is definitely the best way to go.
Okay, now are people wrong in assuming that they are safe online?
Absolutely that they're wrong. Nobody's safe online. We do need to transact online. We do have needs because we live in a world where everything happens online. No, we're not safe. This is a very big misconception. And you always have to assume that you are not safe, and therefore you want to mitigate your risks.
Why is the use of social media a particular threat to our digital security?
Well, the use of digital media essentially makes us, the user, a product for the big social media companies that offer free services, whether it's big social media messaging application, an email, or a platform. And when we become the product, we create data. So if we post where we work, where we bank, where we go to the gym, what we order, what kind of food or what kind of shopping we do, we essentially create valuable data for hackers to go, maybe not necessarily to our individual device, but they will go to the big infrastructure and steal all that data to resell it, or maybe to steal more things. So they may have, in the case of Dash, I think it was DoorDash, as a food delivery service, about 7 million people got hacked, and there were credit card numbers that were stored in the website, and there was information, you know, email, et cetera. So that's what the hackers want.
And then they just resell that information.
They resell that information, and, you know, we all have a value. So I always tell people who tell me that they have nothing to hide or they don't have anything important, I tell them, you have a device, and whatever is in your device has some value, from a few dollars to $500. So if you have a gold card, for example, well, then that gold card is going to be more valuable because the credit limit is higher, and it's going to be resold a few times over. By the time it gets to the nth degree of selling, well, there's no more value because by then the card is probably locked up and blocked by the card issuer. So yes, they steal credit card information. They resell them as low as $5 per card all the way to $20, $30, $40.
Okay, now a lot of people, they think that, well, I'm just an average person. Am I really at risk? They don't think they're at risk. Is there the threat of the everyday person being hacked, is that actually overblown?
No, it's not. And it's not like the hackers are going to see, hey, Steven, I'm going to hack you because you're important. No, that's not the case. The hackers are not people anymore. They are organizations that use very sophisticated software and computers to essentially steal information. They use artificial intelligence to put a profile of you together based on all your social media activity. And they go and they hack millions of people at the same time. So we're all at risk. And I would say to reduce that risk, to mitigate it as much as you can, one of the many things we need to do is to reduce our social media footprint.
And how do you suggest we do that? Just eliminate all social media? I know a lot of people aren't going to like that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that at all. I'm not saying eliminate. It's like everything is moderation. Essentially, if you post something, you have to think twice about it. It's kind of like, imagine when you go to social media and you post, it's like the old days of sending a postcard. I don't know if people still do that, but the postcard was being mailed from one country to another or from one city to another. Everybody could read that postcard because it was completely open. Now, that's what it is to be on the social media. The worst thing about social media and the internet is that at least a postcard, you could shred it, burn it, and it was gone forever. In the internet, everything stays forever. So, you know, if you post something, think, is it really that important? Do I really need to tell people that at 1:30 I was at this location doing this particular activity? Do I need to post 50 pictures of where I am? Because when you post these things, photos or location, especially location, because your device has a location, it knows where you are every time. These artificial intelligence and software, they put a profile on you. So soon enough, they will know exactly your routine. And this is how they can get into your banking and other things. So social media gives information to the bad guys to put a profile about you and know all your habits and what you do.
Right. Now, how do digital criminals work? In other words, what type of new tools do they use to break into our lives?
Well, if I knew, I would be protected fully, of course.
Right.
Nobody knows 100%. But again, they use sophisticated machinery, artificial intelligence. You know, maybe 10 years ago, it was a tool, and it was somebody trying to hack into a building Wi-Fi. Today, it's a lot bigger than that. These are international organizations, criminal, of course, and they use very sophisticated servers and machinery and software, again, to either enter a big social media database. You know, I'm not going to mention which ones, but
right.
Sometimes they're in the news and they get hacked. Or blanketly go to an internet service provider or a telecom provider and try to get as much info as they can and steal it and provide. Or they go to Facebook. I mean, they go to any of the social media. They don't need to steal anything because now you do data mining. So the information is there. That is the scary part. You don't need to go and steal it. We give it away for free. So they have these software that analyze all those billions and trillions of data bytes to basically put together profiles. So we are giving our information away for free. So criminal organization can put a proper profile about us and use our information to steal our financial information, our medical records, harass us. There's many things.
Okay, so with all that being said, what are the easiest and most effective ways to protect ourselves from cyber theft and protect our cybersecurity?
Well, of course, reducing social media to a minimum or at least a more reasonable usage. Also, if you have devices, set everything on the highest privacy settings that you can get. So, you know, you don't need to post your location everywhere. You don't need to accept all the the software of the phone to take your information for so-called improving your experience. Because the whole excuse is when you go to a phone and it tells you this browser or that browser wants to get information on you to improve your user experience. That's nonsense. Essentially, they want to take that data and resell it. So they may not have malicious intent, but the bad guys do. So always put privacy settings the highest you can get. If you do Wi-Fi, please use at least a secure Wi-Fi. If you do banking, try not to do it from your phone. And when you use an email service, try to get one of these paid encrypted services. You can also get an identity theft protection tool. There's a few brands. I know of a couple that are really good. They offer like a Swiss Army knife of protection. So you have an encrypted email, a VPN, and a safe browser. So there's some out there under $9 a month. You can at least use that and minimize the risk.
Okay, now is there some place that people can go to find out more information about cybersecurity and some of the steps that they need to take?
Sure. So I'll give you two websites, if that's okay.
That's fine.
So one of them is our website, globexdatagroup.com, GLOBEX. GLOBEX.com. That's our corporate site. We are a publicly traded company, by the way.
Okay.
And by the way, I should mention we store everything in Switzerland. All our data is stored in Switzerland for the best privacy laws in the world. So that protects you. We are adding more information on our website in the next few weeks. And we're going to have a weekly whole thing about cybersecurity. Now, another company that we do work with, full disclosure, but I really like them because they're very good and they have a ton of information. It's called Guard Street, GUARDSTREET.com. So GuardStreet.com, they're the ones that have that that protection toolkit. And you have information over there that you can read about. You can contact them and, you know, they're pretty good.
Okay, Alain Guiai, CIO of Globex Data Limited, a company that specializes in cloud-based digital security. And we've been talking about cybersecurity and some of the steps you need to take to be more secure. So thank you once again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.